Greeny loves his soaps. Generally does. It's 22-6. Now, Trimden Community College Association have given its building a new lease of life over the last few years. Now, and it's become, well, three organisations in Trimden to receive funding from the co-op. Now, I went over to speak to Annette Donoghue about what they've been getting up to in Trimden.
This was what you will remember as the, as you said, the bandits, the space invader, the snooker tables. This will now become, ultimately become a meeting room. Yeah. So the parish council will probably run their sessions out of here. Any member groups that want to do anything, any community groups, we would hope at some point to be able to offer some little training courses and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Oh, yeah, we've got a lot, we've got things in hand for training. We're going to do first aid, we're going to do food hygiene. We've got craft groups coming into ceramics, card making, pass-on skills. There's a range of things that's already in the pipeline. We just need to get them off the ground, yeah.
I came to work here in July 2015 with a big remit of pulling this organisation out of the mire. It was ready for closing. And with the support of the management committee and the users of the centre, I think we've done a pretty good job of turning this place around, and we're actually thriving now. I think it's been a long task, but I think we've done some good work, and we've got all kinds of things going on here now.
About 1985, our stuff coming into the TCCA, and there used to be loads of community stuff. Through there used to be some bandits and a couple of Star Wars machines. That used to be the big screen in here. This was the bar, squash cords. What's happened between then and now?
Over the last 10 years, the kind of lack of funding in infrastructure for community and for youth has had a massive big impact on the place. And the place was relying very, very heavily on volunteers, and although that's a good thing and a positive thing, you also need somebody who can kind of work with those volunteers and manage those volunteers, and that was kind of missing. And I think it was a really, really good decision of the management committee at the time to bring in somebody to pull all of that together. Some things haven't changed miraculously, just made slight little tweaks here and there. Some things have changed miraculously in the sense that nobody was looking for funding, nobody was going out there and actively seeking funding, and we've, last year alone, we brought in £90,000 last year to change the fabric of the building and the structure of the building. That's been a real positive as well, and I think that's helped drive some of the changes that you can see today. We know that Trimden United was successful last year, and we've seen the benefits there, and it's lovely to think that we're now kind of taken over from that. People from Trimden United already know how supportive the co-op is.
How much is it worth to you?
Financially, loads, but more than that, it's a way of letting the local community know that we're here. I'm looking forward to working with the manager at the co-op and the staff at the co-op to say, look, let's get some messages about all of the things that we do down here, bring the people down here. You know, we really, for us, we want the door open and we want as many people coming through. And the fact that the co-op's on our doorstep and they're supporting us, you can't get a better way of getting the message out.
Over here, a face I know very, very well.
Ian Grimley, Secretary of Trimden United Juniors and a committee member at the Community College.
Last year, you benefited as the football club to get funding from the co-op. So what information can you pass down to the TCCA?
I guess to the college and to the people within the village, if you sign up for your membership, you're actually donating without, at this time, putting your hand in your own pocket. It's the co-op with a superb charity thing that they do. You use your dividend card, you get the bonuses back from that. On every co-op item you buy, a percentage of that comes back to the centre. Last year, in monetary terms, it was in excess of £4,000.
What did that mean to you?
To the football club, that meant we can provide the training equipment that the boys need so they can train safely. Footballs, goals, bibs. We can look now, we're just in the process of buying all of the boys a winter coat. The parents will make a small donation to that, but the club will then fund the rest of that into making sure the guys come to the games warm and safe. And it's massive, and it's the people of the area that are giving us that money with minimal effort from them in real terms, but a massive step for us.
And the whole thing is, effectively, the word that we're all coming up with is community. And the thing is, we know over the last 20, 30 years, the Pitt Villagers have had a hard time. Can you see a bit of a revival, a bit more community spirit coming back in?
A lot more community spirit coming back in. We see the events, we've got the user groups, as Annette mentioned earlier, the karate club, the dance club, we've got the ladies community session on a morning, on a Thursday morning, we've got yoga classes going on, and all of those people come together and have a coffee afterwards, and what are we doing? What's the next fundraiser? It doesn't matter whether it's a karate or a football fundraiser. People tend to come in to support the next group.
Right. Yeah. The gym.
So into our lovely gym, Gary.
Wow, is that, the cupboard's still there.
Yeah.
Used to be Mr. Taylor's room in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's absolutely magnificent, and the work you're doing is fantastic. And you know, hope you're all the wish you with all the success in the world.
Thank you very much. We
thank
love
you,
it.
Gary, for and we
no, thanks for walking us around.
And we'll
it's
keep
took
it
me
going.
Back.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you. I used to go there in my teen years, that's where I used to hang out, an amazing space, and it's just been transformed massively. Thank you very much to Annette, and to Ian as well for showing me around. Ian got in touch with me, and I went out. You can do the same. If something as brilliant as that's going on in your neck of the woods, let us know. 0800 85 95 95. I'd love to pop out and see you.